This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a fascinating gentleman, a true car guy, to say the least. And we're going to talk everything, including about the Dodge Viper and car collecting. We're going to have lots of fun, so stick around for this hour of the broadcast. Coming up in hour number two, he is the CEO of TheLubePage.com. One of our oil experts, Dan Watson, will be along to take your telephone calls at 855-660-4261 or emails bob@autoworldradio.com. about anything in the realm of synthetic oil. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going out to Monterey, California, out to Pebble Beach, where we're going to get a report live as they're giving out the awards for 2017. Also, we've got lots of other things coming up on today's broadcast, so again, you're not going to want to miss it, and don't hesitate to participate, 855-660-4261. Well, I met our first guest at the unveiling of the last Dodge Viper generation in New York City. It seems like yesterday, but unfortunately, the folks at Dodge have decided to put the Viper away. And it comes as a disappointment to all Viper fans worldwide. But this gentleman really went the extra mile because he spearheaded a crowdfunding Nürburgring effort to do the record, go for the record that Dodge never attempted. This gentleman is a broadcaster, a media entrepreneur. He's a car collector. He's a racer. And number one, he's an all-around car guy. It's my pleasure to welcome Russ Oasis to Auto World. Russ, welcome.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk about this crowdfunding Nürburgring effort. I understand one of your goals for this was to have the Viper go out on top.
Yeah, you know, it's really, over the past years, I've noted that all the great supercars of the world seem to peg their success or failure on how quickly they do the Nürburgring. And this came to my attention, back maybe 10 years ago. And then the Viper went in 2011, and with the 2010 model, we set a time of 7 minutes and 12 seconds. And that was the fastest time that a streetcar, and when I say a streetcar, I mean a car that is sold as a production vehicle that can be bought at a dealership. It's not a race car that's converted to make it legal. A production car has lapped the Nürburgring, and that's the standard for that record, for that 7 minute 12 seconds. Since then, of course, many cars have come and gone and beaten that record as time marches on. When they announced that the Viper was going to be discontinued, I really felt that we had to take one more stab at it.
And what a stab it was. The fastest manual transmission lap, the fastest rear drive lap, the fastest time ever set with an American car at this world-famous German circuit. And as you pointed out, this is the place that the automakers go to tune their vehicles, suspension-wise and otherwise. And it is also kind of the bragging rights place. This is a very highly sought after honor to have the fastest record at the ring. It's currently held by the Porsche 918 Spyder, and then a Lamborghini, a recent Lamborghini, is in second place. But this is a third-place effort. But, Russ, I understand you and the folks that were a part of the team aren't satisfied, and
No. You're
going to go back again.
Yeah. We're not done yet, Bob. The Nürburgring is in a little town called Nürburg. It's right outside of Frankfurt, Germany. And it's very much like being in northern Maine. It's cold there. It's hilly. It's very green. It's beautiful. The roads are incredible. When you drive, you know, when the boys and I drive out to dinner or something, it's so incredible. It's stunning. There's lots of wildlife. The track is 13 miles long, and it runs from Nürburgring through Adenau, which is another town, you know, that's perhaps 7-8 miles away. And it's so long that there can be rain on one end of the track and sunshine on the other end of the track. And
wow.
It rains there a lot. So when we were there, we didn't have the hour that we bought for ourselves. It's very expensive. By the time you're done with the VAT tax and the conversion of the euro to the dollar, it's somewhere around $13,000 an hour. So we had purchased an hour for ourselves. Of course, it rained that day. And the track, who liked us, they were very nice people. The people who operate the track are really nice people. They're car people. And they took mercy on us and gave us a couple of free laps on different days. The first day, and when I say they give you a lap, they give you a lap, which is somewhere around 7 minutes. On the first day, we cranked a 7:03, which puts us third or second, depending on whether you believe the Lamborghini time, the 6:52. But a 7:03 is third in the world. The second attempt we had, the second lap they gave us, the radio, the track is so long that to go out and do an attempt like this, they make you take a walkie-talkie with you in case you break down. So they know where you are and they can locate you quickly. And the walkie-talkie fell off its mount and got lodged between the brake and the clutch and the floor. So that was the end of that attempt. So my point here is that we were there 10 days. We got one lap, and in that one lap, we're number three in the world. We're heading back. We're not done. We feel that we can be number one. With one lap, we haven't even really adjusted the car. We haven't really set it up to where we think it should be.
It definitely can go out on top. There's no question about it, Russ. And this self-funded group for the Nürburgring effort is the first of its kind in history, and I know you've gotten some great publicity. Road and Track did an excellent article on you and the folks that you work with putting this effort together. No doubt, just reading the Road and Track article, this was a labor of love for all concerned.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Very few people are getting paid. Only people that we would drag away from their day job that must get paid or else they couldn't afford to exist are getting paid. Other than that, everybody is donating their time, the engineers, the drivers, everybody. That being said, I want to tell you, Bob, that I have to take my hat off to Kumho Tire. Kumho Tire has been our sponsor and has been the most generous sponsor and the most understanding sponsor I've ever witnessed in my life. They've given us unlimited tires, and when we needed to go back, when we said we got to go back, they gave us more tires and they gave us some money to help pay for more time on the track. And I just want to take my hat off to Kumho, who has gone above and beyond. You know, most sponsors do it because they feel that their name is going to get out there and it's good advertising. I want to tell you that Kumho is doing it out of the goodness of their heart because they love Vipers, they love cars, and they have such an excellent tire. They want to go out on top as well. So I want to tip of the hat to Kumho Tire, and we have other great sponsors as well.
Hold that thought, Russ. We're coming back with lots more after we take a quick pit stop. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Racer, car guy extraordinaire, Russ Oasis is with us. We're talking all about Viper fans crowdfunded, the Nürburgring record that Dodge never attempted. And Russ is telling us about what happened the first time around and the plans to go back for another shot at this record. It's definitely within grasp. And in addition to the folks at Kumho Tire, Russ, perhaps we should also talk about Bernie Katz. Tell our listeners about Bernie.
Sure. Bernie Katz is a guy that I first met probably 10 years ago, we both raced with the North American Road Racing Association, and so we were competitors. And I also met his partner, Ben Keating. And Ben has since turned pro racer, and he and Bernie are partners in the Viper Exchange. The Viper Exchange is the largest Dodge Viper dealership in the country. They have the widest selection, and they're everything Viper, literally everything Viper, from Generation 1 through Generation 5. And, you know, if you wanted to buy a comp coupe, they could certainly locate one for you. So I wanted to do this effort at the ring, and I called up Ben and Bernie and said, guys, I would like to do this. Can you help me? And Ben said, gee, my race schedule is pretty full, but I'll, you know, go with it if Bernie wants to do it. And so Bernie and I have together crowdfunded and put the entire effort together. Bernie saved me a ton of time because he had done this before with Ben. So there were shortcuts that Bernie knew that I would have gotten tangled up with had he not been there. So together we've done this. We've managed to put the whole thing together.
Tell our listeners about the drivers that you selected for the run.
Sure. Well, the Nürburgring is a very, very, very special track in that it's 13 miles long and has a multitude of turns and changes in altitude, so to speak. So we wanted drivers who not only were familiar with the ring, but had literally grown up there and had done the bulk of their racing there. So one of the drivers was Dominic Farnbacher. Dominic set the last record with the last Viper in 2011. He set the 7 minute and 12 second number back then. And we also got Luca Stolz. Now Luca has set many records at the Nürburgring. He's taken the pole in several races. It's his home track. So recently, in addition to Luca and Dom, because we're juggling schedules, remember these guys are donating their time to make it happen for us, we needed to get a third driver, and we got Dom's brother, Mario. So Mario Farnbacher is also joining us. So it's Luca, Dom, and Mario, and we have two cars, and we have potentially 3 days set up for our next attempt, three different days. Hopefully it won't rain, all three of them.
Yeah, as you pointed out, I've never been to the Nürburgring, but my former boss at Motor Trend, Angus McKenzie, always used to call it the Green Mile or the Green Mist.
The Green Hell.
Yes, exactly, the Green Hell. This is a very, very challenging track, and this is why the world's great automakers bring their vehicles there for suspension tuning and sorting out, and this is why there's such bragging rights with the fastest time. I love the fact that one of the vehicles used in the attempt had a tribute to all of the folks that were part of the crowd-raising effort, but also you paid tribute on the side of the car to Ralph Gilles and perhaps we could call him the grandfather of the Viper, Bob Lutz.
Yes. We put everybody on the side of the car that we thought had gotten us to the point where we were at the ring on that day. So all the people who had been building blocks to that day, we put on the side of the car.
That's great. When are you looking at going back again, Russ?
I'm heading back tomorrow, Bob.
Wow. This is going to be great.
We'll be there for about 2 weeks. We've got 3 days lined up. Hopefully it won't rain each of the 3 days. We really need 6 or 7 hours after it stops raining for the track to dry out.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Well, that's a great story, and folks can check out the one at Road and Track under Car Culture, Viper Fans crowdfunded the Nürburgring record Dodge, never attempted. And I'm gonna definitely be rooting for you guys, because I think it's obtainable. I think, like you say, you didn't have the car totally sorted out the first time around. You're going back with a little bit of experience and those great partners at Kumho Tires. So this is going to be a wonderful story to follow, and we'll continue to follow it here on Auto World. Russ, you're no stranger to racing, as I mentioned at the top, and no stranger to racing Vipers. Before we talk about your racing, let me just ask you, what makes the Viper so special to you?
You know what, Bob? I love the Viper because it's a race car that's street legal. And when I read in magazines, not so much in the past year or two, but prior to that, when I read things like, well, it's hot in the footwell, or you can burn your leg getting out of the car, or... I don't know, these like, it doesn't come, you can't buy it with an automatic transmission. Yeah, all of those things are like, yeah, so what? It's a race car. You know, race cars are that way. If you could have a street legal Indy car, would you complain that it was hot in the footwell?
Very true. Absolutely.
So that's what I like. It's such a pure car to what its goal is.
Yes, and we all hate to see it go away, but, you know, a lot of people never expected it to come back the second time around, so
well, we have Ralph Gilles to thank for that.
Absolutely, and what a great guy Ralph is. And he is, like yourself, a racer. He loves to get out in his Viper, and Ralph has told me about the Viper Club events that are held, especially the yearly one, and what great fun that is. So I'm sure you've been at many of those.
Sure, yeah. Ralph's a great driver.
Yeah, he's
a great representative of the brand.
And definitely a man who loves Vipers. I remember at the New York International Auto Show when the wraps came off this generation, and he planted a kiss right on the hood, and that in itself speaks volumes. When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out more about Russ Oasis, the car collector, the racer, and lots more. This is Auto World. If anybody has any questions for Russ, dial us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. We're coming right back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations like WCFO Atlanta, KPAM, Portland, Oregon. Want to say hello to everybody in New Hampshire listening on WCCM. That used to be a Massachusetts call sign for a radio station owned by broadcaster Kurt Gowdy. Speaking of broadcasters, we have a gentleman who is no stranger to being behind the microphone. He comes from a radio background. Matter of fact, he's a friend of my cousin, which I am proud to say is Bill St. James, who is the voice of NBC Sports, the voice of the Olympics. And I had the opportunity to first meet Russ along with my cousin Billy at the New York International Auto Show just a few years back when they were unveiling this generation of the Viper that is unfortunately going away. So Russ, we'll be covering your second effort here at the Nürburgring, but let's talk a little bit more about racing and about cars. When did you first become a car guy? For myself, it started very, very young.
You know, if go-karts count, I was there at about 8 years old.
Great.
So I wanted a go-kart really, really badly. My parents wouldn't let me have one. So by the time I was 13, I was sneaking my father's 57 Chevy out when my parents went out at night. I'd take a phone book, I'd sit on the phone book, and I'd take the car out for a little drive.
Very cool.
Don't tell the West Hartford police that.
How about racing? When was the first time you slipped behind the wheel of a race car? And unlike lots of other folks that I know that are enthusiasts at race, I mean, you're the real deal. You've taken the podium a number of times.
Well, the first time I ever got in a race car, I went to the Bondurant School when it was out in Sonoma.
Sure.
It was in 1984. And I really didn't have the funds to pursue it much past that because racing is stupid money. And those of us who have too much of it, we waste it racing. But that was the first time I ever got behind a race car or got in a race car. And then when I got my first Viper in 1995, I started going to Viper Days, which was an event where they had both timed sessions and wheel-to-wheel racing. And as you progressed, you went from timed to wheel-to-wheel if you wanted to. And I started racing in that series. And then when Dodge announced the competition coupe in 2002, I believe it was, I got the first one, and I've been racing a Dodge Viper competition coupe since then.
That's fantastic. And like I say, Russ has done extremely well, and there are some videos out there on the internet, YouTube, etc., where you can get some up close and personal looks at Russ behind the wheel, courtesy of some GoPro cameras, no doubt. But you're definitely the real deal when it comes to racing.
And, well, thanks, Bob.
And let's talk about car collecting. This is another passion for you. I know you've got a Ford GT penned by my friend Camilo Pardo, and you've got lots of other collectibles, racing cars and otherwise. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the different brands and some of the different cars that you've got in your collection?
Sure. Well, I have 10 Vipers.
Wow.
I have one Generation 1, two Generation 2, one Generation 3, one Generation 4, two Generation 5, two comp coupes, and an ACRX. So
wow.
I've got three race cars and seven street cars.
That's cool.
In terms of Vipers. And then from my youth, I was a Jaguar fanatic, so I have a Series 1 Jaguar XKE, a 63 XKE coupe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 1980 Ferrari 308 GTS. I have a Dodge Ram truck, a 1947 Dodge, what was then their truck. I'll call it a Ram, but it's not really. It's a 47 Dodge truck.
Yeah.
I have a 55 Ford. I have a that's in pristine condition. I have a 61 Ford. I had a 65 Mustang GT350. I have a Ford GT. And I sure wish that Ford would give me the new GT. But so far, they haven't awarded me that. So, in addition to that, I have a 1966 Pontiac 2 Plus 2, which is the 421 Catalina. I have a 63 Chevy Impala Supersport 409. I have a 59 Pontiac Bonneville. I have a 59 MGA coupe. Let's see. What am I missing here?
Do you still have the Vanquish?
No, I sold my Vanquish. You remember that, huh?
Yeah, I love that car.
I love the way it looked, but it rode like a Buick.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't
agree. I love the way it looked, but I was so focused on the Ford GT and the Viper.
Yeah, of course, and that's a big story in itself. I mean, the Ford GT, Ford has gone back to Le Mans, gone back to racing, and when the 2017 production model was first unveiled in concept form, it was a surprise at the North American International Auto Show. Lots of folks didn't see it coming, and there's quite a bit of difference between the 2004 to 2006 GT and this new Ford GT. Number one, carbon fiber intensive, the new 2017 V6 powered. It's got the 3.5-liter EcoBoost, but they've really turned it up to 600-plus horsepower. It's got a sequential gearbox, and talk about a sleek aerodynamic design, Russ. I've had the pleasure of sitting in one, but you're right. This is a vehicle that needs to be owned by people who will appreciate it.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the process as I thought that it was going to be based on the criteria they advertised. But so far, I mean, you know, I guess they've got 250 more to go, and maybe they'll have mercy on me. But apparently the application I turned in wasn't up to their standards somehow. I mean, I'm a collector. I'm a racer. I'd like to think that I'm a media influencer. I don't know what it is. I don't know where I missed. But I did, and so, you know, they've given away 750 of them so far, and so there's 750 very happy people.
Absolutely. Jay Leno is a recent person who has taken delivery of the 2017, but we've got to get you on that list, and I know they're opening up another 250 really soon, so we're going to be working with you to
see if we can get you.
Yeah, because you deserve this vehicle. And a matter of fact, you sent me a picture with you holding a sign. You were in front of a Viper race car, but you had a sign, I'd rather be racing a Ford GT. I mean, that kind of says it all.
Well, I knew that the Viper was ending, and I thought it would be a clever sign to show Ford that I was very interested in racing their car, but it held no sway.
Well, I know the lists have been controversial in the way that they've come down. Even Jay Leno has said many, many Hollywood celebrities have called him asking for his help to get on the list, and he has no persuasive capabilities on that. They're going after folks who have been loyal to Ford, but, I mean, you just outlined a whole slew of Fords that you've owned in the past, and you own the Ford GT and from 2004-2006, and you need to have one of these in your garage. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk with car guy extraordinaire Russ Oasis. And if you've got a question, 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hand.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I've been taking One World Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun with Russ Oasis, car collector, car guy, racer, Viper enthusiast, future Ford GT 2017 owner, hopefully. And Russ, I'm sure if you do get a hold of that new Ford GT, you're not going to just be driving it around the streets. You're probably going to go for a more racing decked out model, and there's so many different ways you can customize the Ford GT if you want to take it strictly racing.
Well, I'd like to use it on the street and take it racing both. I think that that car is deserving and capable of doing both.
We've got a question here from Adam, who's listening in Corpus Christi, Texas, on KEYS. And Adam applauds what you have done with the Viper. And he hopes that the second visit to the Nürburgring will be as successful or even more successful than the first one. And he has a question about the Viper generations. He wants to know how you, Russ, would compare racing the last generation, the one that's going out of production, with previous generation Vipers. Have they gotten better over the years?
Yeah, they have. They've definitely gotten better. Each generation has been a major step forward, and the Gen 5 is clearly the finest handling and best race car that we have. Of course, the Gen 4 was no slouch either, nor was the Gen 3, which the Comp Coupe is based on. So while each one has been improvement over the last one, they've all been just fantastic. The Gen 5 is clearly a very, very competent and capable car. A stock Gen 5 is, in most situations, about the same speed as a race-prepared Comp Coupe.
Wow, that's remarkable. There were some plans when it was first announced, the return of the Viper, that they would offer a sequential transmission. That, unfortunately, didn't happen. Do you think the manual transmission holds it back a little bit? And the other reason, of course, that the two current record holders have a slight advantage is they are both all-wheel drive vehicles, but there's nothing like good old-fashioned rear-wheel drive and a manual gearbox.
I think a lot of the people who love the Viper, a lot of the supporters of the Viper, wanted to stick with the manual. I'm a little bit in both camps. I like the manual. I have no problem with the manual. I enjoy driving a manual. I understand why a sequential would be an advantage on the track. So if Viper wanted to come out with a Generation 6 car and they wanted to make it a sequential or a sequential as an option, I'd be in favor.
We got another question here floated in from Connecticut. It's Peter in Connecticut, and he would like to know a little bit more about your finest racing moments, where there have been some races that you could share a little memory or two with us that really have put a smile on your face and you carry with you for the rest of your life?
Well, I'll tell you one story. I was racing in the 24 Hours of Daytona, the Rolex, one year, and I was in the driver's meeting, and there was Speed TV was on the air in those days, and they needed to record some kind of a piece that they'd be using on TV later on. So they said, well, we're going to get on with the driver's meeting just as soon as we do this little presentation that'll be videotaped. So guys, hang on one second. Okay, so Mario Andretti, are you here? And then two rows in front of me, Mario Andretti stands up and he walks up to the podium. And they said, okay, Rusty Wallace, are you here? And then Rusty Wallace, three rows behind me, stands up. And it went on and on and on like this. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm among all my idols. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. And for me, that being in that driver's meeting at the Rolex was the pinnacle of excitement. It really was. It was fantastic.
And it's such a great event as well. Are there any favorite tracks that you would like to mention here? Or is there one track that, besides the Nürburgring, of course, but about here in North America that you love driving?
Well, I love VIR. VIR has always been one of my favorite tracks. So I go there whenever I can. I like Sebring quite a bit. I like Daytona quite a bit, too, although I think it's stressful on cars that weren't built for Daytona because of the banking. You know, my personal favorite tracks are VIR, Sebring, and also Pit Race, which is a brand-new, when I say brand-new, they built an addition to the track 2 years ago, and then they repaved the entire thing, and they built out the facilities, and it's just fantastic. Pit is just an incredible track. So I'd say those are my three favorite tracks.
Russ, can a great race car driver be made? This is a question that I've asked some of those legends. Are part of the racing skills at that level kind of part of the DNA of the individual? What do you think? Can you turn somebody into a great racer, or do they already have to have that kind of special magic dust?
Here's the thing, Bob. I've always said that racing is a cruel mistress, and here's why. The people who are really the greatest racers are people who started driving when they were 6, 7, 8 years old. In order to do that, you kind of have to have it in your family where your parents understand it, or your dad is already a racer and he's understanding of letting you drive. So those guys who are the most talented and the best drivers oftentimes don't have the money to really pursue racing on their own unless their fathers are superstars. On the other hand, guys who have done well in business or working, who then have the money to go racing, the desire and the money, oftentimes can't develop the way they would have developed had they started at 8 years old. So it's almost as if in racing, you either are the most talented guy around but have no money, or you're a guy who's a pretty good driver but not the most talented guy around and you have money. And that's why there's gentleman drivers. But it's tough because it's rare when you're both. It's rare when you started driving at 8 years old and you have a lot of money to pursue your racing passion.
So true. And today getting sponsors is not an easy thing. And as you pointed out a little bit earlier, just to go racing, it requires oodles and boodles of money, and it gets more expensive by the day, so to speak. And the other interesting thing that you find in today's world where it's so media-driven is in order to get those great sponsors today, you really have to be able to work with the media and be able to represent the brand that's on your vehicle. And some of the guys really struggle with that, Russ.
Yeah, I think that that's very true, Bob. You know, you've got a lot of masters when you are racing and when you are sponsored. And sponsorship, really, most of the time, you don't know if it's going to pay off until after the fact. And I would say that a lot of sponsors are racers and lovers of racing themselves and not completely concerned with whether they get a return on their dollar as they are with supporting the particular driver or car or race.
You mentioned Bob Bondurant a little bit earlier. I've had the pleasure of driving with Bob, and just being in his presence, it reminds me of being in the presence of an astronaut. He just has that swagger. He still does to this day. And smoothness, I mean, that's what he always used to tell me. The mark of a great driver is smoothness. And he would fly me around that that raceway out there in Phoenix at extraordinary speeds, and he'd be basically handling it as if he was just running errands.
Sure. Well, obviously, he's a world-class driver.
And a great storyteller as well. I'll have to tell you some of the private stories that that Bob has told me over the years. But in the meantime, if hopefully we can work with the folks at Ford and see if we can bang the drum a little bit for you, because nobody's more deserving than you, Russ.
Well, thanks so much, Bob. I really appreciate that. I you know, really love to get a GT, and I appreciate those words.
Do you have a social media Facebook or
I do.
Other?
I'm on Facebook. It's Russ Oasis on Facebook, and you can always reach me that way, or anyone can reach me that way.
And, of course, you're very active within the Viper community, so folks there know how to get a hold of you already.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Russ,
absolutely.
It's a real pleasure. Let's see if we can do another interview as you do the second attempt at the Nürburgring. We'll all be rooting for you.
I'll call you and let you know how it comes out, Bob. It's only a week or so away.
Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Attention Jeep and truck owners, J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.